This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
We're looking good.
Friday on the season premiere of The Incredible Hulk, David Banner saves a rock star's life. Then the Dukes of Hazzard take you on a rip-roaring race you won't forget. Next on Dallas, unexpected danger threatens JR's baby. Three great season premieres this Friday.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm such a child, Mike.
Well, because you like the old TV promos, and anytime you can have anything that says JR's baby.
Well, when I saw you laugh at JR's baby, I laughed, and then I didn't hit the button. So I apologize because I'm just a child.
I know. That's okay. For this job, that's almost a prerequisite. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is great to be with you as per usual. Thank you so much for joining us on our YouTube channel as well, with all the commenters that you know, like to pop in and say stuff. Drop us a super chat. Subscribe, if you will. We'd love to have you do that. And like the show and hit the like button and do everything that everybody else tells you to do every day. And we would sincerely appreciate that. I don't know whether to start with what was generated about 2 hours ago during a conversation.
I know what you have to, because you came in excited with it.
No,
you did.
Did I really?
Yeah, you're like, I've got something that's only 2 hours old.
All right, look, you never know what people are going to say.
You don't.
Right?
Right.
I mean, I hang out with old men. That's what I do. That's the game I play. And which one? Which house?
I think that's my house.
That's a Florida hound.
Maybe a delivery guy.
What's the dog's name?
Bella.
Bella, shut up!
It's a spaniel of some sort. A Boykin spaniel.
I like saying it to other dogs as well as my own dogs.
But she's not wearing headphones, so it's no good.
So Michael's at a friend's house today, and they got picked up in the morning, and I am almost certain. I was out of the house because I was going to meet with my pals,
right.
And I am almost certain that he neglected the pooches today, because the leash was in the same place that it always is. The water bowl was outside of their little pen, and when I exposed them to it, it was like that. So he'll get a talking to, boy.
Yeah, yeah. He can't do that to the dogs.
No water for him tonight.
I don't think I had friends like he had when I was his age. I don't think I was even close. He's got... this has been a revolving door. It's a great summer for him so far.
Sure.
It's just constant sleepovers, buddies coming by all day, e-biking, fishing, doing this,
but
that.
You had friends like that when you were in your 30s, though, right? A lot of sleepovers.
I had drinking buddies.
Yeah. And they'd end up at your house.
I'd pass out on couches.
Yeah, it happens.
You'd stay up late at night and ride your bike.
I don't know what that means.
Well, motorcycle, I think you meant. Yeah.
My motorcycle. That was my 40s. That was my 40s when I got into that. That was definitely activity.
Okay.
And I think it's a small window.
Probably good.
I think it's a small window for that type of activity. I think guys in their 40s and 50s probably would be the top demographic. Then when you start to cruise down into your 60s, the idea of the motor skills required to ride a motorcycle don't necessarily.
My dad bought his in his 60s.
Really?
But didn't use it much. I think he just wanted to have it. And then he eventually gave it to his stepson.
Yeah. Mike, is Fort Myers, is that a big motorcycle town? We get a lot here because Daytona is like 45 minutes south.
I talk to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people that get rid of their motorcycles when they come down here.
Okay.
Because it's not a fun place. They're just constantly... sirens going here.
Yeah,
and I've lived in a more populated area that doesn't have the sirens this place has.
It's ambulances, isn't it? in your neighborhood.
Well, it's cops, it's ambulances. The other day, Michael and I are coming back from, where the hell were we? We were downtown somewhere, downtown towards Naples. We're coming back on Route 41, and the lights are up ahead. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. And a fatality, and it looked like a single, like, pickup truck went airborne and came down on, you know, on its cab. And it's just like people go, you have the combination, as I always talk about, of the elderly and then the people that are slaying the dragon and going to work with their absolutely mega modified pickup trucks. And this one that was on its back, and by the way, when it's a pickup truck, I don't necessarily know whether the person that was dead was inside the pickup. Okay. Sometimes the pickup does more damage than like a semi tractor trailer. The guy walks away and everybody else gets smushed.
Mm-hmm. And it's Florida, and sometimes that person's in the bed of the truck.
Yeah, yeah. And that's true. And you have to be...
I see it all the time.
But there's still someone driving. They're not like using pedals and ropes, are they?
There's
one person driving and six in the back.
Sure.
Well, I have a fond memory of friends and events that I did with motorcycles.
Yeah.
I loved it for a while. It was a great way to just clear your mind and get on the open road and do that. I got down here. I did one event on a motorcycle and did not feel safe. And if you don't feel safe on a motorcycle, you shouldn't be riding.
You're going to second guess
yourself, right? Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. It really is.
I sold my Vespa before moving to Florida with the plans to buy a new one when I got down here. And then the roads.
Did you have a big, like, Mohawk helmet on your Vespa?
I did not have a Mohawk back then.
Did you have a a white helmet?
No, I had a red helmet.
You had a red helmet? It just can't be like a regular biker helmet.
Was it a tiny European helmet?
No, I had a small black helmet and a small red helmet.
Didn't I buy Don a Vespa for his retirement?
You did.
I bought him a Vespa. Yeah. I bought my radio partner a Vespa.
The real Italian kind that you see in a 1950s movie that takes place in Florence or something.
Yeah. Oh, I always wanted a sidecar.
Well, see, you sound like you shouldn't be on a scooter. You should be on a motorcycle. Yeah. I think you'd be great. I don't know.
If I wasn't in Florida.
What, you know something? The guys that I see, short men that are on motorcycles, where they're on their tippy toes when they come to a stoplight, you would have not, you know, your feet would be completely flat with your knees touching your chest.
He might have to go to the big and tall motorcycle store, though, because he's very tall.
No, you just get on and you ride comfortably. That's it.
It is fun to see the guy, if you pull up on the car behind them and you see them come to a stop at the light, and it's almost like they got to catch themselves from falling over when they bring the bike to a stop.
Because their legs are short. Small. Little stubby legs.
I do enjoy that.
Now, question, without being too grim, we talked about, you know, people turning trucks over and stuff. Did you ever see, I know you weren't part of one, did you ever see a nasty motorcycle accident up close?
No. Heard a lot about them, but I haven't
seen
it.
Okay, that's lucky then.
Because the stories I've heard usually, if you really want to be gross, involve, real bad, fast crotch rocket motorcycles getting into real problems, usually pieces, body pieces.
I had an Annapolis sheriff friend who had to pick bodies out of the parts out of a fence.
Yeah.
Because of a crotch rocket.
And you get these guys, you know, everybody sees them in every city in America where, you know, they're going by and they do not perceive that they are ever going to have any problem whatsoever. And that's why they drive the way. We had an article written when we were like in our 20s about Don and me on the show where they said, I'm going to live forever attitude. And maybe you do have a little attitude like that when you're in your 20s. I think that's why people go to war that are younger. That's the way that goes. But motorcycles, I tell you, I really, really hate when motorcycles ride like that. But what I hate more is the potential of having something happen, because who would want to witness that? Who would want to be near that at all?
And what's all over Florida that I hate, on 95, it happens no matter what the speed is the lane splitting. Because my fear is that I'm going to tap someone. Because I don't expect a motorcycle there.
I am so hyper aware when I see a motorcycle on the road now, based on what you told me.
You don't have to be, though, because of the speed you go. You don't have to really be hyper aware.
Mike, it's still
a bigger
vehicle.
Do they really come in your basement?
Wow. I withdraw the remark.
You go so slow, it doesn't matter.
I don't go that slow.
You go slow. You drive like a grandmother. You always have. Mm-hmm. You know it's true.
It's not
always have.
That's something that you made up.
I didn't say it. Don rode with you the first time, and he said it.
Well, did you know that?
I didn't make that up. Don't rewrite history.
No, I'm not trying to rewrite history. I'm just trying to...
Bob was probably scared. He was probably driving really slow, scared.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there was one of my first intern duties. Not the first, but one of my first was when a member of the show was not allowed to go into Fairfax, the city of Fairfax, because the police were looking for him. So he would park in Vienna, and I'd have to go pick him up and then take him to the station, and then from the station back to his car in Vienna, so he wouldn't come into the Fairfax city limits.
Why were they looking for you, Mike?
That was Don.
Why?
Something, he was targeted by the Fairfax police for
some reason.
Well, I
know he was targeted by the police a couple of times for DRUGSs, but I mean, it was not...
But that was like a one-month time frame when, yeah, I'd pick him up in Vienna.
I knew nothing about it.
Oh, really?
I knew nothing about it.
Oh, my God. I thought it was one of your...
Yeah, one of your secrets you shared with him, huh?
He fit in your trunk?
No, he didn't get in my trunk. And, you know, maybe that was, because I was very youthful at that point. Maybe I was scared, but I'm not that slow.
No, it's a different. I think it's a small window, but there are people that ride down here that are old codgers and stuff. And I still look at it.
But if you drive slow on a motorcycle, it falls over.
Here you go, though. Where Michael hits baseballs, a little place called D-Bat, where they have the indoor batting cages right next door. The motorcycle. If I was ever going to buy another motorcycle, I would not buy a Harley.
Why? That was your whole thing.
I would buy an Indian. I rented an Indian one time, and man, the Indian motorcycles are badass. They are retro.
Don't they allow gambling?
The Seminole. By the way, the email's been sent out. No response. I'm supposed to follow up.
Oh, I have a guy that reached out. I need to pass you his information.
No, you don't. I read it. I think I know what you're talking about. Only pass along something. If you want to pass something along to me, pass along something that says, we're ready for him to come over now. That's what I want. Not, here's what you should do. Here's what you should do.
This guy has been married to a lady that's worked at four or five of the big casinos in Vegas, pretty high up. I think she opened the Mirage.
So if you had any questions.
So what was the, I have not seen that. And what was the gist of it?
This is like every producer's meeting I ever had
when Rob produced the show. So what did it say?
What did the letter say? An Ocean's 11 plot.
No, it didn't have an Ocean's 11
plot. Go down into the vault. Is it anything that would just happen? Or is it something that...
Well, it's not going to get you in, but if you wanted to work out a strategy...
Because I don't need a strategy.
Well, yesterday you were saying you needed
a
strategy.
What's the strategy?
I don't know, because it's his wife. He said he'd gladly...
Was there any strategy in the email at all?
No, but...
What did the email say? Call my wife?
That's what it said. But listen to him say it like it's the greatest opportunity in the world, because that's what
it
said.
I wish we could rewind the tape.
What did the email say?
It was a text.
Call his wife.
It was a text.
Text his wife. Call his wife, right?
No, it did not. I will read you the exact text. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yes.
God forbid I try to help out.
You don't try to help out. If you tried to help out, you'd handle it.
Well, what? I don't need to talk to his wife.
No, you don't. See, there it is.
All right, here we go. It says, hey, Rob, it's blank from Las Vegas. My wife formerly worked at the Mirage, opened the Treasure Island, was high in the casino side at Circus, and then part of MGM Corporate. Based on today's discussion, she might be able to give Mike some useful insights to the workings of the casino floor. Would you like to talk to her about what she can and can't say? But it may help him and Carla move forward.
What do you mean, what she can and can't say?
We only want to know the stuff she can't say.
I'm reading you the text. She's a lady
that...
I'm
just following orders.
Okay.
No.
Don't call him.
What does that do?
Well, I mean...
What's that do for me?
Do you have any...
Here, Mike, work on this.
Do you have any sort of in at any casino?
No.
Well, we don't want a casino in Vegas.
Well, no, but these are people that... Casinos are casinos. Do you have any in? I mean, what if she says, this is something you could do that would help you?
If she said it, why wasn't it included in the text message?
Because it's not from her, it's from him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one generation already that I've lost. I have the information that I need, as far as that I have already put in an email to send and say, this is what we would do. We would adhere to these parameters.
I want you to look back over the past couple of days. I have been your biggest supporter in this. And all I was trying to do was give you another lane into the casino world. I told you it's a great idea. Yeah. It's a passion of yours. Yeah. And I want to see it happen.
I would like you to talk to her and get some information about a casino.
I will call her, and I will use my sexiest voice. But I won't, Mike, I will not pretend to be
you. You just did. He hates what you just did. That's what it requires effort.
I was thinking of your 136 IQ, Rob.
Were you? Do you think of anything else lately?
No, because, see, Mike's in on the... No, I think I'm buying into you having a 136 IQ. And I was thinking Mike's in at these casinos is the slots and the slot influencer.
Okay.
A 136 IQ should be able to get into the card counting and make some money.
Are you telling Rob to go to casinos now and count cards?
I am.
Wouldn't a 136 IQ be able to count cards? I would think.
That's right, what I think.
Spatial reasoning and stuff like that.
100%. Well, you know, I'm not bad at blackjack. Memory recall. I've never tried to count cards, but I'm not bad at it. Learn. So, yeah, I guess I could learn. Maybe this lady will give me an in. This Mrs. Lady.
What do you really think, though?
What do I really think?
What do you think she'll really do? Do you think she'll give you an in?
Yeah, she'll probably give me an in and probably send me a flower arrangement.
You know, if.
Something nice, maybe muffins.
There it is. Right. I'm just avoiding dealing with stuff is very friendly, very nice. It's friendly, but it's not really going to be productive.
Okay.
But Rob, check in on her because I am going to Vegas in a few months, so maybe it'll help me.
When are you going to Vegas?
End of August, I think.
It's a prayer meeting.
No.
So jealous. Is there a church? Is there? Oh, you're going for the
Kelly
the
wants
sphere?
To see the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. And how can I say no to a concert at the Sphere?
Oh, wow, that'll be fun. And also, I bet you got a deal.
How? I haven't purchased the tickets yet.
It's the most expensive venue in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. I've seen the outside. Like I haven't been inside yet. Yeah. Let's see. We all know that Nazi memorabilia was the beginning of starting the fourth. What does that mean?
I don't know, but if Jacob really wants to take that to the next level, remember, I sold all my Nazi memorabilia.
I had a real argument. I had a guy at Happy Valley today. A guy was like, my buddy Graham that's running for Senate up in Maine. And by the
Plattner.
Way, took
the Nazi guy.
70.
Yeah, despite his scandal, Josh, he won handily despite his scandal plagued campaign.
I had a big argument with the guy.
He covered up the tattoo.
Yes, he did.
Focus on the sexton.
Yeah, I had a big argument with that. The people on Josh's team are really freaked out by this guy because they know that he's got this amazing following.
How often do they pull out the fact, well, sure he won, but it was unopposed?
No, they pull out the tattoo. All the time? Constant. It's all you hear. I said, well, I've had a lot of political discussions with the guy, and I've had him on my front porch and had him at my house and never really heard that. And,
he can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
The real test is,
let's
get him and Rob together and see where the conversation goes. If it goes
that's
to Nazism,
it's not
going to
go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere. It would be very friendly is what it would be, Josh.
Nazism. Wow.
But anyway, I had an argument with a guy about
it.
It's friendly. Yeah. And then the guy said, I'm gonna miss you so much when you leave. And it's like, it's very cool because he meant to.
Did you say, I'm going to miss you so much when you die?
I said, well, then fuck you. during the post-round discussion, the post-mortem,
if you will.
I don't know how this subject came up, but after it came out, I said, well, you've given me my content for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just, I don't know what subject we were on, whether it was movies, whether it was guys that have been in the closet. I'm not sure what it was, but this guy says something along the lines of,
I can't wait for this.
Well, we all know that he was gay. And I said, what? I said, what are you talking about? I've never heard that. He said, no, it's always been floating around. I said, what? What? It's never been floating around. And I'm kind of in the middle of pop culture. I study it. Do you have any idea the actor that they were referencing. And I welcome our chat group to play along.
Give me an, is it a modern actor or like a classic?
Why would I be asking you if it was a modern actor?
Well, I'm just trying to help the people that are playing along at home.
What did I say before the show? I said it is in your wheelhouse. So that would be pointedly not a modern actor.
How about Cary Grant?
No.
Okay.
Although I think I've heard that.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah. Errol Flynn.
In fact, I've heard that, like, not in a rumor, that it's just, it's true.
Yeah, he was he was all over the place. Well, but he did marry Diane Keaton. So that's good. I think he was bisexual.
Rock Hudson is incorrect. Cary Grant is incorrect. And Errol Flynn is incorrect.
Do you want to tell the Jim Neighbors joke?
go ahead. You can tell it.
Rock Hudson didn't have many friends, but he had neighbors up the ass.
And
is this a guy that's alive currently?
No, long since dead.
Dead, okay.
Dead, dead, dead.
Let's see. Then.
And by the way, this is someone you would just, I would not, it's not Richard Simmons.
Tom Bosley?
Tyrone Power. Our audience is going nuts in the chat.
That's too old. It's got Mike
Paul Rubens.
Mike would not do Tyrone Power. Is it Steve McQueen?
It is not Steve McQueen.
Okay.
No, that's
anyone
just a gay name.
Is it anyone from the Great Escape?
It is not anyone from the
Great
Escape.
So it's not Donald Pleasance?
But it's not Donald Pleasance. It was by the way, only real movie buzz for Donald.
I know.
Ah, Donald with his blue eyes.
I know, and pretending to be blind in the movie. Yeah.
It is not Bill Bixby. It is not Jim J. Bullock. It is not Bob Hope. It is not Paul Newman.
I love our listeners.
What?
That will help them. Is he primarily a TV or a movie guy?
Movie.
Okay, movie guy.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Legend.
Legendary movie guy?
The legend.
Clark Gable?
No.
Well, I mean, he was the king of Hollywood.
It's not Clark Gable.
So if it's after Clark Gable, James Dean.
You're getting warm.
So it's a heartthrob.
No, it's not.
Sal Mineo?
Not really in the... Sal Mineo, no.
Well, he's a co-star with James Dean. Bigger than Sal Mineo?
Bigger than James Dean.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we have it.
Who?
Michael Smith, 1429.
Yeah.
John Wayne.
Do we all know
that he was
gay?
First of all, it is not. This is not a. This is rumor central.
Yeah.
All right. And
we don't want the estate of Wayne coming after us for saying things that weren't true.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. All right. You're right. So, because I decided that I would.
Did you bring some evidence?
I brought some evidence of why this story has come to fruition. And that's the incorrect use of the word. Why this story has been floating around.
Come
all right?
to light, maybe.
Come to light would be come together
boom, boom, right now.
Over me. John Wayne, one of the first reasons is due to confusion with a mass murderer. John Wayne Gacy, who was gay.
Right.
And that's one of the things it says. The most common reason John Wayne and gay are searched together is due to name confusion with the American serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gacy targeted young men and teenage boys, and his widely documented struggles with his own bisexual or homosexual orientation are a major part of his true crime history. People frequently mix up the two men due to their identical first
then
and middle
people
names.
People are stupid. They're not even close.
But that is a factoid that says this is why the rumors might be floating around. Number two, film analysis and something called queering the Western.
All right.
It says, in modern film studies, academics and critics often analyze classic Hollywood Westerns through the lens of queer theory. The male marriage trope. Film historians point out that many of John Wayne's movies feature intense, emotionally exclusive partner relationships between two cowboys, such as John Wayne and Robert Mitchum in El Dorado, or John Wayne and Dean Martin in Rio Bravo.
And there's also evidence of that in The Searchers, because there is a huge search party.
That's why I thought this was your wheelhouse, because we're getting into the whole movie thing.
That does make a little sense. I can see where people would see it through that lens. No, I can see it through that lens.
It's a buddy movie.
But I'm saying it makes sense that rumors could start. Because
exactly. That's
what I
mean.
I am not saying he is or he isn't, nor do I care.
Right. Let's start rumors of Mike O'Mara because there's never been a female host on the show.
But there has. We've had females on the show for a very, very long time.
And I also sort of lean female.
And I've also admitted to being at least, I think it's over 5%, 7 to 8% gay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's getting bigger all the time. You don't
need rumors.
Because they require a driver's license now.
Yeah.
You don't need rumors if there, has been an occasion or two where I've looked at them, on a decent day, I might. Anyway, the subtext in Red River. Do you know that movie? Red River, Rob Spiegel?
Absolutely.
In the 1948 film Red River, Wayne's character shares a deeply tense, aggressive, and highly scrutinized dynamic with a character played by Montgomery Clift.
Yep.
Who was a closeted gay actor in real life. Critics have long noted the homoerotic subtext of their on-screen rivalry. Now, you've seen Red River?
I can, but you see, I tended to just brush it off as a buddy movie or the fact that the whole Western item is sort of built that way. But what you say makes sense.
I think people are going out of their way to maybe find things that aren't really there.
Sure.
And once again, not that it really matters.
You're right.
But it's interesting.
There was no gay subtext between him and Walter Brennan in that movie.
But then again, didn't he have, that'll fix him. He's got a great ass.
stop it.
These are analyses of cinematic themes and tropes, not rumors about Wayne's actual personal life. So that's all that's there. But that's the reason. It's not like people are coming up with these willy-nilly. This is kind of where it all comes from. Right.
It has roots. That doesn't mean they're necessarily right.
Now, these are only three big reasons. There are four of them. Four reasons why these rumors might have circulated.
All right.
Number three, his close friendships with gay icons. Wayne was the ultimate Hollywood symbol of hyper-masculinity, but he surprised many insiders with his close, protective friendships with closeted gay actors. He formed a legendary professional bond with Rock Hudson while filming The Undefeated in 1969. Did you see that one?
I'm not familiar with The Undefeated, no.
Okay. When asked about Hudson's sexuality, Wayne famously defended him, stating, "Life's too short. Who the hell cares if he's queer?" That's what he said. And by the way, that's, in my humble opinion, who cares is my, that's my mantra.
Yeah, that, that actually, if John Wayne died in the late 70s, I guess, that's a pretty modern outlook for him to take.
Yeah, but using that word in that particular time would probably not be politically correct.
I don't know. I think it was back then.
Because he associated closely with figures like Hudson, revisionist Hollywood gossip sometimes misattributes the rumors to Wayne himself. Yeah. So far, nothing other than why the rumors circulate.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the last one is interesting.
I think I know. Is it that he rented a room to Rip Taylor?
No.
Okay.
Another
the bed for many years.
Another wonderful gay actor comedian.
I loved Rip Taylor.
One of the greatest.
He would send me a Christmas card when he was in life.
On the show.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
God, did I love Rip Taylor.
He got his start, Mike, remember, as a Senate page.
Yes. the misinterpreted John Ford rumor. Rob, would you explain to the audience who John Ford is?
John Ford is essentially the creator, but the master of the American Western. If you ever see a classic Western.
Producer director.
John Ford either directed it or influenced it. There are valleys in the western parts of Wyoming that are named after him because he filmed there so often.
Andy Dick.
Not Andy Dick.
Anyone says, I just stopped that name. An old, unsubstantiated piece of classic Hollywood gossip involves the legendary director John Ford, the man who made John Wayne a star. Actress Maureen O'Hara wrote in her memoir that she once walked into Ford's office and caught John Ford kissing a famous male actor. While O'Hara never named the actor, internet sleuths and gossip columns have occasionally guessed John Wayne because of how closely he worked with Ford.
Yeah.
However, historians overwhelmingly point to other actors, most notably Tyrone Power, as the likely subject of that rumor.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I would be much more inclined to think John Wayne would be after Maureen O'Hara because he did at least a couple pictures with her, including The Quiet Man, which is the world's most accurate depiction of Ireland.
Oh, the worst.
How did this topic come up today?
Yeah.
Were you guys talking about people who
died? We have a sauna.
I don't. No. I don't buy that. For
no,
a minute.
You're not in a sauna.
Men talk about just like women talk about certain things. Men talk about men, and I have no. I tell you, I'm not sure how it came up.
I don't often bust out laughing from the chat room, but James Malloy said Tyrone Power Bottom.
There we go.
And it is true. John Wayne died 47 years ago today.
Yeah, wow. Heavy smoker, lung cancer, I believe, the cause
and
of death.
With that in mind, Mike.
A hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is...
He's a divided
I'm
American.
I'm a divided American.
Yeah.
No,
and we all come
true.
From different
places.
Well,
we all came
Shut
from
up,
other
Duke.
Places.
Shut
different
up,
creeds.
Duke.
I think you got
races.
Shoot him.
All right, hold on just a second.
To all become
right, I'll
as
be right
one.
With you.
Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet
I
as
understand.
Divisive as a line can
Worst
get.
Worst soundboard known to mankind.
Crooked cross the Nazis blew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too.
All right.
Time bombs. The lives of men.
How long are you going to let him go?
But none of these could ever fan the flames of...
Oh, you took him down. He doesn't like silencers.
There it is, the hyphen.
You know, on the weekends when I used to run Best of Liddy, which in itself was a misnomer, mm-hmm. I would play that at the beginning and the end of every episode of the Best of Liddy. Just because I like to hear it. Yes.
The hyphen is something. So, look, not that it matters, but it's always... When you consider his image... you know, the ladies' man, gets the girl, fights everybody, gunfighter.
The thing
you know.
That throws me the most is that whoever this guy was at your club said everyone knows he was gay.
I don't know if he said it like that.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I don't know if he said it like that. And he wasn't. Go ahead.
It's the trope of the super masculine guy who has his secret.
Yeah.
And he so I can see that.
Because Josh keeps a pretty up-to-date list, and he wasn't on Josh's list of
John
closeted
was not
stars.
On my list. He was not
you
on
know,
my hell list.
I mean,
hell list.
I have been in my sports career in hockey locker rooms and in baseball locker rooms, and specifically after I was out of school, I was in a locker room where we all played hockey with the Washington Capitals alumni, and there were some real big-time athletes that were in there. And, you always look.
Sure.
You always look. And and by the way, it was always my experience that the guys who, had the, let me put this delicately, the greatest assets would be the most comfortable with their nudity.
Yeah,
I think that's a given.
I always used to look around the Capitals locker room, too, but I wasn't playing. I was just there.
Can you get him out of here?
You always
look. Can you
get
him out of here again, please?
I shouldn't have brought the binoculars.
Yeah. It was. And by the way, at least my experience, athletes would occasionally comment on somebody. There was another non-NHL guy that played with this great hockey player, and he was, he was packing, as they would say. And he would always, they would always reference it. Oh, there he is again.
Must be nice. No wonder they're not ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Red Sox? There was one baseball team last year where some of the players would not take showers because half the team is a little too friendly in the shower.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was. I'll have to look up what team it was.
It was the Orioles.
Absolutely.
It wasn't the Orioles.
The Orioles, John.
It was
the
Orioles that was started by...
It was John Wayne and the Orioles.
And it was started by Earl Weaver in the 70s.
Yes, I do. Mike from Mayuba. Mike from Yuba. I do like to hang around men's locker rooms.
That's right. That's where you met Dick Button. Because I know he wasn't a hockey player.
Shut up.
But he did ice skate.
All right. We have tidbits coming up for you.
We do.
That's what we do. We'll do that when we come back right after this. Thank you. You're listening.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first. Think later. Ask questions? Never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable. But it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hit the music, Slim. There
we go. We can do that.
Yeah.
Your source for all the hot breaking John Wayne news.
Tidbits, everybody. Taylor Swift made a surprise appearance at the Toy Story 5 premiere in Hollywood, performing her brand new original song, I Knew It, I Knew You. I think that's the way it goes. Alongside Randy Newman on the track.
He's alive.
A return to her country roots has already shattered streaming records on Apple Music and Spotify. Fans are obsessed with the heartfelt tune and Swift's throwback cowgirl vibes in the music video. Toy Story 5 hits theaters June 19th and is poised to be a major summer blockbuster. There it is, Rob Spiewak.
As someone who raised kids through the first four Toy Stories and was forced to watch them time and time and time again, even enjoyed them a lot, I somehow don't feel that this is going to be a blockbuster. I think they left it complete after four. They really left it complete after three. I don't know how much juice they think is left in this orange.
I think the storyline with the electronics coming in and replacing toys is a great modern storyline.
We'll see. But either way, I know that I am obsessed with Taylor Swift.
You know, after watching Backrooms, is that the blockbuster horror movie? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Backrooms with my kid. I mean, it kind of like we have now moved into a new area of cinema where I don't think I have to go see that. And I'm more than welcome to, you know, drop him off at the theater with one of his buds. But, you know, I just, the whole animated thing. By the way, Toy Story, the original, was fabulous. I enjoyed every
minute.
Two
was even better, I think.
I didn't watch two. Yeah. I didn't watch three. I didn't watch four. I hate sequels anyway. Mm-hmm. And animated sequels, I mean, just so lack of, lack of originality right in the middle of it, right smack dab in the middle of that as far as Hollywood is concerned. I love a new story. Mm-hmm. And
I think you could do sequels well, especially animated, because you have a bunch of characters, and you can, as long as you don't cheap it.
And I think animated sequels, I will agree with you, that they are probably easier to do than live action sequels, but I just, you know, the whole animated thing. When you go through, you know, I have three children, two that are fully grown and one that is growing up. And I will tell you something, that the anime, I've done my share. I've done my bit when it comes to animated features. And
what I don't appreciate, and it's a Disney trick, is when they have a huge hit and then they do like a straight to video release that is cheaper and they don't use the right voices or anything like that. At least give the people credit if they're going full tilt on it, which Toy Story is. I still don't think it's going to be that
great.
And
they're making a big deal that Toy Story is all human-made. Even though it's computer animated, they didn't use AI or anything.
And remember, Mike, that if you buy Woody merchandise, it's not voiced by Tom Hanks. It's voiced by his brother.
God. Greed. American greed. June 19th is the release date. Let's see. Woody, Buzz, and the gang are going to blend classic charm with modern twists. Families and fans of all ages are counting down to its release on the 19th. It's part of a stacked 2026 movie year.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I can't keep myself out of the theater.
It's a big year for the theater after 5 or 6 years of it being dead.
The only person, film cinema critic Rob Spiewak, saying, what happened to the blockbuster?
We're going to have to save it for a segment.
No, yeah. I stand by it. I mean, I think that everything I want to see something, and you know, it kind of tails onto what you said, Mike. Maybe there'll be big movies, but there's not a lot of original ones out there. We'll talk about it, but it's true.
I'm gonna sneeze. Hold on. Okay. FIFA.
Oh, at least someone's thinking about the World Cup.
The 2026.
That sounds like World Cup fever to me.
FIFA World Cup is officially underway. Matches spanning the United States, Canada, Mexico, global stars, and huge crowds are filling stadiums for what promises to be one of the most exciting tournaments ever. Expect epic goals, dramatic upsets, and major crossover moments.
Washington, D.C. is crawling with Croatians.
Crossover moments with music and entertainment. The opening ceremony delivered unforgettable energy and wit.
God.
That's what's-his-name said about Dick Van Patten. Yeah. The opening ceremony delivered unforgettable energy and set the tone for weeks of nonstop action. Pretty good time to be a sports fan between the Knickerbockers and the World Cup. A lot of people are talking sports, and that's kind of cool. And the,
you know, Mike,
hold it. What do you mean? What's that supposed to be?
They're playing pretty good.
Would you like to retrieve? Are you able to retrieve my rant about my baseball team?
Sure, I'll prepare that.
Maybe we can end the news with that. That would be a lot of fun.
The way you said FIFA reminded me of the fact that I'm headed to the Eastern Shore today. Is there any place I could stop to get anything to eat?
Yeah, you might want to stop at the Whitehall Inn. They're having an actual FIFA special. The celebrating the World Cup. So
that's great.
Listen, if you're driving down there, Rob, you might want to stop right before you get to the Bay Bridge.
Sure.
That would be the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, one of the fine, fine bridges in our country.
Top notch.
Stop at the Whitehall Inn and have a nice meal. I think they've got fried oysters, delicious.
They do. The best.
All sorts of fish dishes. They also have steaks.
Yeah.
Steaks and sandwiches and great soups. But one of their claims to fame is a confection that you do not want to miss. And in honor of the World Cup, Whitehall will be serving their famous FIFA.
What?
FIFA fruit fritters. It's FIFA fruit fritters.
And you know what? That was so worth it for me.
Since we've had the discussion about 7-Eleven apple fritters.
Yes.
And since you two essentially gave me your blessing on how
great.
Good these are, I have been. I can't go buy them without grabbing one, especially if it's in the morning. Yum, yum, yum.
Mike, if you want to take it to the next level, try your Publix.
Oh, really?
They fry them fresh. Yeah,
really? They're not as good.
Really?
Not as good.
There's
the
7-Eleven
ones are better.
Okay. The Miami Publix had amazing ones, yeah.
The advantage of the Publix ones is they come in a box of four.
And there's a scale in the lobby if you want to know how much weight you're gaining.
Yum, yum, said the hungry bear. Love Island, USA, Season 8 is in full swing.
Josh loves it.
I'm all up to date.
It's a fresh cast of singles bringing drama, romance, and plenty of twists to the Fiji Villa. Is that where they always go, the Fiji Villa?
They're in Fiji.
Yeah. Is there any FIFA action in Fiji?
Hey, come to the FIFA Fiji Villa.
Is this story about the location of the island?
This story is about one of the principal characters had explosive diarrhea. And
I didn't watch last night yet.
Yes, last night it was explosive diarrhea. And so
they're going to need to change the show to Glove Island.
They were watching the opening of the World Cup. And when they got back to the Fiji FIFA Villa, it was covered with feces. I'm sorry. That didn't make any sense.
That's fine.
No.
That's fine.
It's all right.
All right. Viewers are hooked on the latest couplings, bombshell entrances, and Islander shakeups. The reality show continues to dominate summer conversations with its not mine. I'm talking about John Wayne being gay. It's a mix of fun, heartbreak, and unexpected alliances. Tune in for the latest recaps and see who survives the next dumping.
The best part is it is 6 days a week.
It is every single day.
And then, they take Saturday nights off to do a recap show of the week.
They take Saturday nights off, Mike, to get injections of antibiotics.
Wow.
But my favorite story about it this week is that they are shooting it at the same time that they're shooting the new season of Survivor. And the islands are so close together that all the Survivor people are seeing and hearing like the lights and music from the party over on the other island.
Really?
Is Love Island, is that a Netflix joint, right?
Love Island is Peacock.
Peacock. Oh, okay.
I had to sign up to get it.
Peacock.
Yes, I hear you. 100%.
Very, very. How many Mohawks would you give it? How many faux hawks would you give it?
Out of five.
One out of five. Really? I thought you were enjoying it.
I watch it with Kelly. She likes it.
Oh, that's nice.
There's no one in this season. Last season was better because at least I could care about some of the people. I don't care about any of them this season.
They're all shallow.
Yeah.
Unlike most reality shows where they're deep.
Yeah. They hook up for one night and then break down that the guy's cheating on them the next day, even though they've only known each other for 12 hours.
And there's how many people are on Love Island?
You almost have to cheat. The whole point of the show is to swap.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever see any OS action?
OS?
Open Sore?
Oh! Yes. Situation, yes.
Look at that lip. OnlyFans and Playboy model Adva Lavi. It's Adva Lavie. Oh, she has another name. She's also known as Mia Ventura.
I'm sure that's the real name.
She's facing six felony burglary charges in Los Angeles. Prosecutors allege the 28-year-old used dating apps to build relationships with wealthy older men.
Mike, is there something you'd like to tell us?
Not now.
Okay.
I didn't know that was illegal. I thought that's just what you did.
Well, she didn't just do it with older men. She did it with others before stealing cash, gold, jewelry, and designer items from their homes across Beverly Hills and beyond.
I can only imagine the senior citizen men in Beverly Hills stealing their jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't so many bracelets.
It. You have to get them to gift it to you.
Oh, I haven't felt like this in years, Mia Ventura. Yes. She said she didn't say, but the prosecutor said this went on between 2023 and 2025. She's pleaded not guilty.
Good.
And I say good for her.
Yes, I agree.
She's
awaiting
trial, by the way.
The only thing that's suspicious is with all that going on, she never boned John Wayne. Makes you wonder.
The hyphen. I'm going to wrestle me a grizzly and kiss me a pretty girl, and I hope I don't get the two mixed up. Finally today, Real Housewives of Potomac star Wendy Osifo.
And the best.
Let me just say that OnlyFans models and reality TV stars, I think, have one unifying thing between them. It's one word, character.
Sure.
Wendy Osifo and her husband, Eddie, were arrested on multiple counts of insurance fraud and related charges. Look, it's not only character, but it's smarts.
Yeah.
There's her mugshot.
Yeah. I like people that smile for their mugshots.
They allegedly staged a burglary at their home. The couple faces a string of felony counts, including false statements to police. This latest reality TV legal drama has fans buzzing.
Yeah.
Buzz.
I wonder if there's any overlap from the fans that are buzzing to the people that are obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and the people on Love Island that are open sores.
Yes, oozing sores.
We don't know how it'll play out in future episodes, but it'll probably be fun. And now, without further ado, I promised you this. This is my...
Oh, your video!
This is my video. This is me
this
frustrated.
This is great video.
Yeah, Red Sox had an afternoon game yesterday. Struck out a lot. And this is
15
me.
15 times, I believe.
Please turn it down if the kids are around. Okay. Let's roll it. Here we go.
You know, I don't do this very often. It's not my area of expertise. But I am a Red Sox fan. And after watching their performance today, 15 strikeouts against Tampa, wrapping up a 1-4 road trip, falling further and further and further below 500. I have never, and I mean never, seen a team suck as bad offensively as this Red Sox team. I don't know what it is. People say that management doesn't give a fuck, that ownership doesn't give a fuck. Well, it sure looks like the players don't give a fuck. Hack, hack, hack. It sucks to be a Red Sox fan right now. The city deserves better. Better ownership, better management, and better players. Go out and do it, John Henry. This is not cool.
This is not cool at all. As a lifelong Red Sox fan, I'm saying get your ass in gear and make some changes. Ship somebody out. Do something. It sucks being a Red Sox fan right now. Probably the worst team I have ever seen on the field in a Red Sox uniform. And I've seen some really, really, really bad teams in my lifetime. Sorry, I ran out of breath. Anyway, do something, Sox. Just for the fans. Pretend you care, assholes.
Classy.
Now, you say that, but don't you, does when they play a bad team, doesn't that make you harken back to when you were a boy and they were lousy? Because you always liked the fact that they were sort of lovable losers.
They were
years.
Dramatically lousy. Let me explain
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
They were in a lot of hunts, and they broke your heart. They broke your heart in a lot of spectacular ways, but this team is just, we're in a slump of like, every other game, at least, they just, I mean, a winning game.
Every other game. They've lost four in a row.
They've lost four in a row now. They're
Mike's
sucking now.
Mike's averages.
Yeah, but thanks, Josh. Look at how happy he is. Hey, Mr. Baltimore Billy over here is all
happy. The Orioles had a nice big win yesterday. Before that, they also lost four in a row.
Yeah. It's a
so exciting to go to see the Orioles play, and they have that guy with the hose. Yeah. What a great organization.
Well, fine organization. Okay. Thank you. We got more coming up, but first I want to tell you, have you ever watched a professional work and realized I could do this better, faster, and cheaper?
Sure.
I hate that. Thanks to Pesty, you can control your own bug destiny. I used to get the heebie-jeebies with the bugs running around my home. You know, it's Florida. You have to be aware of how many creepy crawlers are down here.
So many.
So I'm glad I used Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control made ridiculously easy. They have a custom kit. It takes minutes to apply. Treatments start at only $35. That's it. You get a plan tailored to your location, your climate, and the creepy things crawling around your house. We're talking over 100 kinds of pests.
Pestices.
Ants, spiders, roaches, Gila monsters, snakes, wild,
so
rabid dogs.
Many of
rabbits,
those are true. Yeah.
Rodents.
Yeah. Not the Gila monster.
Butterflies that have fangs.
Oh, I hate them. Ugh.
Weevils.
Bowl and otherwise.
Scorpions.
Scorpions is true.
The Pesty kit comes with everything. Reusable electronic sprayer. Mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions all ready to go. You can treat your entire home in under 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it.
It's
and here's
fun.
The kicker.
It's Pesty, like a big squirt gun. It's great.
Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Their products have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. Plus, they back it all with a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No hassle, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Hey, quit bugging me.
Ah!
Not funny. Welcome back to the
Not
show.
Not even a little bit?
Do you want to hear about my little moment at the bar, the Genius Bar?
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times you go to a bar and it's not a Genius Bar. It's just a regular bar.
Yeah, because that won't wait till our bonus today. At the end of the show.
Thank you, James.
I went to my... I heard that. Yeah, what was
that? That's the Super Chat sound.
Oh, sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. Let me say hi to James Malloy. $20 Super Chat. By the way, it's Thirsty Thursday.
It is.
Moving right along, the idea of this computer, which I've had for a good long time now, and we used to work with somebody, Josh, that would say, really, after about a year's time, or two at the very most, you got to replace your laptop.
Absolutely. Everything must be new. Everything must be shiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay.
Seems like a pain and expensive.
Yeah.
So mine has seen better days. It's got a bit of a crackage on the lower part of the screen. And when I say that, it's the part of the screen that's the black border. So it really doesn't affect what I'm looking at.
Right.
But at the, I keep one of the very first things I do when I come into this studio is I attach it to, to the little thing that powers it up. My power cable is here. I'm looking at it right now.
Is it one of those magnetic ones?
No.
Oh, it's actually a USB-C then.
Now, right now, I've got 53%. And because of that, I've been we've been doing this show for a while now, and I'm kind of saying
54 minutes. Yeah.
That's kind of like staying ahead of this being open for the whole show.
Will you entertain a question?
I will indeed.
How did the crack happen?
The crack at the bottom, God knows. I have no idea.
And it wasn't a throw or a drop or anything like that?
It could very well have been a drop. I've dropped it multiple times since I've had it, but it wasn't a throw. Josh is smiling, indicating that it might have been thrown in anger. Well, no.
You know, there hasn't been much stuff thrown since Josh joined us, to be honest and to be fair.
No, and that crack probably happened before I was here.
Could be.
I don't know what the crack is. And the guy looked at it and said, hey, you got a little little piece missing down at the bottom. I said, yeah. He said, but that doesn't affect it.
No shit, Sherlock. No.
That's when you say it came that way.
Yeah.
So I'm on my spot at the end of the sofa. And right after the show, I'm going because we're dealing with a lot of different tax things that we have to deal with.
Sure.
And I am on my computer going back and forth with Mrs. O'Mara. And then I'm like, okay, it's me time. I'm going to go watch my guy from England that puts together a Ferrari that he bought that was in an accident. That's my latest thing that I like watching.
Is YouTube
they guy? Oh, he's great. Yeah. I'll try to bring his name in next time we do a show. And then, and it just goes black. Absolute black, black, nothing. I'm pressing the button, It's nothing. I can't do it. I put the charger in and still nothing. I said right away, no waiting. This is my lifeline. I need this for everything.
Was the other end plugged in?
Like to the wall?
Like in the studio?
To the wall? No, to the wall.
To the electricity, the current.
In the studio, I have a studio desk that has power that's connecting, five different devices. So the answer would be that's connected. But I went to the Genius Bar and I said, my screen just died. I was in the middle of watching something and it died. And he gets, he takes a look at it and he goes, Then he brings his buddy over, who's the tech with the tattoos. And by the way, the Genius Bar was as lightly traveled as I've ever seen it. So it was an actually pleasant experience.
Apple products are so good, they don't need people to fix them.
Are you being sarcastic?
I am. Okay. The guy that came over that was the tech.
Yeah.
You dealt with them, I'm sure, just a brief amount of time.
Who
was the bigger genius?
The guy that was the tech was the bigger genius.
Oh, that's great to know.
They farmed it out. The guy puts a kind of looked like a turbocharged cable onto my computer, and then said, "Just wait a minute." Now, by the way, the other guy had put a regular cable in, and he tried to fire it up. The guy puts the turbocharged on it and goes to fire it up, and it just turns on.
Perfect screen and everything.
And he looks up at me, and he goes,
"It was just dead."
The battery was dead. And I'm just like, wop, 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 wop.
You know, if you ever talk to those Genius Bar guys, half of the things they fix is that stupid. Like,
so
you have to plug it in.
Yeah. So embarrassed. I mean, I'll give them credit. They didn't make me feel like an idiot. They really didn't. They kind of made me feel like, you know, that's what happens. They're used to, you know,
and also, you deserve to get some slack because you said yourself, even at the Genius Bar, the regular cord, which is what you're using, didn't work. So it's like consumer-grade stuff wasn't going to fix this.
A question from R. Whitmire for Rob Spiewak. He wants to know, what was his IQ?
His IQ was 120.
120, very good.
That's good. It's not 136.
So I'm I was embarrassed, but not so much so that I limped out or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I got it home, put it on the charger.
Did they try to upsell you with anything?
No, but they told me when that time may come. The battery was 82%, Josh. That's okay.
It's not bad.
If it gets below
your laptop.
Let me find out right now.
I know you can run a battery health scan on the computer, right, Josh?
I will say, I got Kelly for her birthday last month the MacBook Neo, which is their new cheap computer.
Oh, that's the one designed by Keanu Reeves, right?
That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, hold on. Neo. And it is pretty impressive for like a $500 computer.
Is it good for watching Love Island?
I'm sure it would do fine.
Yeah, of course.
Mine is a MacBook Air 2020.
6 years old.
Okay.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, you're good. A couple more years. You should be proud that you found the year. Good job.
No, that's not.
I did that
proud,
without
John.
Any help. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was very good.
You asked him, yes. Bingo, yeah, bango. So there. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah.
He said.
Jerk face.
But yeah, you jerk face. Rob Spiewak, before we go to break here, I want to ask you.
Sure.
There was a story that came across my desk about Khloe Kardashian giving an ultimatum to her man. I think his name is Tristan Thompson,
okay.
The her significant other, because he has been playing around, playing the field a little bit.
Sure.
She has commanded him to get a vasectomy.
Okay.
And it made me think of you because you have had a vasectomy, correct?
Yes, I have.
So it's a don't stop fooling around.
It's just don't impregnate anyone else.
It's kind of gross, if you ask me. Yeah. That's
also,
true. That's what it sounds like.
Also,
you know?
Maybe could it be, in her mind, a punishment?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, if you're going to mess with me, this is how I'm going to get back at you. You have to have surgery on your balls.
First of all, I don't know whether he's done it at all.
Okay.
And it is it's the ex-boyfriend that I guess they're still friends.
So Khloe told the ex?
Called Tristan.
To get a vasectomy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if she's the ex, she doesn't have any
because
right
normally
to demand
the name,
anything.
The name Tristan is enough to prevent you from reproducing anyway.
Tristan! Come on, Tristan.
She says he has enough baby mamas already.
Okay. All right. So she doesn't have anything to do with him and that she's just making the statement. My question to you, though.
Yeah.
Were you, I don't want to say, was it demanded, but were you told or was it suggested by your significant other to do this, to get a vasectomy? Because you brag about it like all men that get their balls cut off.
I don't think that I brag all that much.
You do?
It's a long time ago because I know we were still working at the station.
How old
were you? I was 15.
Was 15.
No, that was the other
young.
Guy.
15 years young.
I think it was a mutual thing when we had a discussion that we don't want any more kids, and Carrie didn't want to take the birth control pills because they were not agreeing with her 100%, and it was a way to fix it. And I was also sort of, it was implied that if I were to do it, I might get more sex.
But you also, after the fact, you loved talking about it.
You know, I think that you're proud of yourself when it's done. I don't bring it up anymore.
You're proud of yourself.
Wait, why are you proud of yourself?
I'll tell you exactly why, because I know a lot of people that have done it. Men that do it say, hey, I'm so virile and potent that I had to get surgery to have it done.
Look at me. Do you really think that was me?
I know you were bragging about it.
I think that if I bragged about it, it was because I went through with it, and it wasn't anything I looked forward to. And I got through it. That's all.
I've done it. And I don't
you
think
have
I've
one
once
too?
Talked about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, before
and you've
the
never,
second marriage.
And you've never
like,
talked
I've
about it.
Done with the kids.
Okay.
And,
done with the kids and the kinder.
I think what I did them. What I did brag about is what the doctor said to me during it.
What was that?
I don't know if we want to go into it.
Yeah.
But he did
blade.
Say, I know, he said, I have a very generous scrotum.
So gross. That is so gross.
But, Mike, if you don't
remember it now, that's true.
If you don't remember the story, it was an office visit, and the doctor's wife, who was his nurse assistant, was also in the room, and Carrie was in the room, and everyone was talking like it was a dinner party. And it was that part was very uncomfortable. I didn't like that because it seemed like, please focus on my balls.
Did you get knocked out?
No, a local I got.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I missed the WJFK Christmas party that year.
Because of that?
Yeah, I scheduled it during Christmas. And because that's when we had the time off.
But why'd that keep you from the party?
Because the party was the night I got the procedure. I didn't feel like going to the party. I do remember Mike calling me and saying, hey, you missed a great party. How you feeling?
I've always cared.
Yeah, you do care. You
I have
care.
Always cared. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk to both these gentlemen about why we ruin everything.
Yes, we do.
Why do we? Why do we ruin everything? We just do. But first, listen up. It's time to get your cruise on. Come on down to our boat, baby, for the TMOS Cruise 2027.
All aboard.
You sound like Bob Parker.
This year, it's a better price, a longer trip, and more time to plan. Join Mike, Rob, Josh, and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margarita Village Sea Islander, sailing January 21, 2027. Enjoy 5 days and four nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greets, tropical weather, in the dead of winter, by the way, and plenty of time to unwind. You need this.
You do.
Departing from Tampa, you'll get two relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and one final chill day before heading home on Monday. And yes, there's exclusive swag.
Yes.
Every guest gets a TMOS gift bag. Call 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store. Book now and lock in your price. And we'll see you on deck. No FOMO for yo.
No more FOMO for yo.
No FOMO for you. It would be N-O-F-O-M-O-F-O-Y-U.
Okay. No,
the
yo.
The way it was written, no FOMO for yo.
Yeah, no FOMO. That means no fear of missing out for you, but it's no FOMO for yo. I'm going to add something to the gift bags this year that people are going to love. Well, everyone that gets a gift bag.
A book on comedy writing?
No, Mike, I don't read those.
Okay. A picture of John Wayne?
There you go. What are you going to add to the gift bag? You're a generous scrotum?
Every gift bag will get a 45 RPM record.
One of your private collection?
Absolutely.
Oh, what generosity.
That's going to do great on the cruise ship.
That'll be fantastic. Who doesn't want that?
They're very durable.
Who doesn't want that to clutter up their luggage on the way home?
Like, they take up precious little space. They're very small, and they're thin. They're only 7.5 inches wide.
There's going to be so many trash cans full of 45s in the rooms.
Then I will retrieve them.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe if Rob gives everybody a 45, we can have a real special game on the boat.
Oh,
it was called 45 Frisbee.
Well, I was going to think he's skeet shooting.
45 Frisbee into the sea.
At least go with a cassette tape. You can drop that into the bag easily.
No, I hate cassettes. All right, Mike does too.
Why before the show? Why?
Why?
Before the show, did you come to me and say we ruin everything?
We do. I was, as I often am, cruising Reddit. And there was a thing on Reddit about things that used to be great then aren't because everybody ruined them. And I can tell you one that I said.
The Mike O'Mara show.
Exactly. No, right away, eBay.
I ruined it myself, Josh.
Oh, I think we all okay. Helped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. The 45 thing is probably the cherry on the sundae.
No, the final nail in the coffin. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people would say I ruined it.
Oh, those are the people that are like mixing what you don't mix with entertainment. You don't mix politics with entertainment. Leave Josh Stroker alone right now.
And John Wayne, everyone knows he was gay. Everyone knows this.
Absolutely.
So eBay? eBay, when I first started on eBay, you could find stuff that was an actual deal. People went on and they had stuff that you wanted. They had no like edit. They had no need to keep it at all. And they weren't screwing you on shipping. And it wasn't big factories and companies doing it. It was just person to person. And you could get a deal. And you could also sell easier. eBay is now all corporate. eBay is like going on Amazon now.
Well, it's not all corporate.
But most of it is full of great deals.
Like what?
T-shirts.
Of course.
Sweatshirts. I got a bunch of sweatshirts up there for $10.
Yeah, great I know. Deal. Okay. But you see, but you're a business. You're reinforcing my point.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I pop on eBay for baseball stuff,
okay,
a lot of times, like right now, looking for a catcher's bag, mm-hmm. that might be
a generous
a good
bag?
Deal. It's a just like yours.
Thank you.
No, but I see a mixture of people that are selling like really real stuff, which I simply don't understand. If you're saying it's ruining it, yeah. eBay, in my mind, was always supposed to be somebody's got something they didn't use. Somebody's got something that's in their garage that they've never touched. Somebody wants to sell something because it's a way for them to get something out of what they weren't going to use anyway. And now it's been hijacked by
the way it's used. The mm-hmm. thing that's ruined for me, if I like, let's say for no good reason, I wanted to buy an overcoat and I search on eBay overcoat and it says, here is an overcoat in this size and this color, 15 available. Well, that's not a guy that's getting rid of an overcoat in his garage. That's a company. That's a guy in China making overcoats and selling them. That should
now
be on Amazon.
All right. Yeah. Now, see, you have to bring your bigotry into this discussion.
Okay,
why,
let me rephrase
why
it.
Why do you send your letters, the R-O-B-B. Asian defamation, to Rob Spiewak, please?
No, there are, and Amazon is being ruined the same way by people buying a bunch of stuff on Temu and then reselling it on Amazon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not a racist thing by saying Chinese. I'm just saying this is stuff that is made cheaply overseas. Perhaps I was painting with a broad brush.
Yeah, what if it's made in, like, Kazakhstan? Very nice!
Well, you know what would fix that,
well,
Rob.
My brother Vero.
Yes. What's that? What
tariffs will fix that?
Yes. Yeah,
of course. How's that working out for you?
It's why inflation is so low.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think you're right. That's a good example. I will agree with you. I think that's a good example of it's not the fun.
Also, it's not as fun anymore because everything has a buy it now price and there used to be bidding. You know, that was part of the fun.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I hate bidding. I like the buy it now button.
Bidden.
Yes, I understand. But I agree with you on this. eBay would be better if you could only do a quantity of one.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Keep
one
those
at
businesses
a time.
Off.
Mike, they also said that was mine. But there was a subreddit that said food trucks have been ruined because they're everywhere and they're too expensive now.
Yep. There was a food truck at the Red Sox spring training game.
Yep.
Lobsters.
And with lobsters, they were selling for $31.
Out of a truck?
Suck my...
Well, it doesn't have to be at the Red Sox game. That Cousin Maine lobster food truck is $28.
It's insanity. Mm. It's like, F you. I thought you were going to get a cheaper, a lower overhead so you could offer food at a more reasonable rate. No, it's
and
just
also,
a big
it seems to me
ripoff.
Food trucks used to be better food, too.
Yes.
Because it was like one guy making one dish and you could see it being cooked.
No, it's
and
franchises it's, now.
It's franchises now. With clever names. They love clever names. They love clever names.
By the way, can I just throw this out real quick?
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble, but I will.
No.
This is just around the corner, a little burger joint.
Yes.
You know, Matt's. Hey, Matt, I'll go in there the next time there aren't 14 people waiting for one of your crappy little burgers, and the lady comes out from the back and wipes her mustache off with the bottom of her shirt before she starts taking orders.
Wow, that's like
gross,
quality mug.
Gross. Well, Rob, it was 1,000 degrees in there. It was gross. It was nasty.
They just opened up a new burger shop here,
mm-hmm.
and I've been dying to go. Have you guys heard of Smalls?
No. Is it a chain?
I don't know if it's a chain. It's like they dropped freight containers and they built it out of freight containers. And it's apparently it's all sliders.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I
Josh calls it the
it's
burger
been on
bin.
The list to go to. I see lines around the block for it.
Well, that's every new fast food place that gets any kind of buzz
online.
Yeah,
that's why I haven't gone yet.
We're getting a Wata burger.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
No, it's Whataburger.
You said it's not good?
It's okay. It's fine. I get it once in a while. It's your type of place.
What does that mean?
Milkshakes. They're known for their milkshakes.
Classy.
Really?
Yeah, they got like 30 milkshakes.
That was such an insult that you just got so excited.
I don't care. He
you
knows
let
I like
it slide.
I won't
it's
be insulted. I won't be insulted when he acknowledges that I love ice cream, that it's my
also,
kind of place. If he had said, really, it's your kind of place, old people,
no,
then I would
no,
have
no.
been offended.
That
you know?
Ice cream and really good breakfast. They've got like a jalapeno sausage biscuit that's very good.
At Whataburger.
At Whataburger.
I hate jalapenos.
Yeah, they try to put jalapenos in everything where it doesn't mm-hmm. belong. Josh likes jalapenos on pizza. Josh, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Okay. All right.
No, I like banana peppers on pizza.
And Josh, this is something that you're a part of. You ruined this. Thrift stores have been ruined by resellers.
Oh, yes. See, I love this argument because it's not true. It's the opposite. The thrift stores love the resellers because they're selling a lot of product. So it may have ruined it for people trying to go in and get deals, but for the thrift shops, they're selling a lot more product because of the resellers.
I'm talking about the people that go to thrift shops. That's who it's
ruined
for.
They don't care. The owner of the thrift shop and the foundation and nonprofit that they represent is doing well.
Somebody says, Mark Fulco writes, newsflash, Rob.
Yeah.
eBay is for businesses to sell stuff in general. What does it matter if they have an inventory? You're thinking skewed.
I'm not. And I tell you this,
no,
Mark.
No, I agree.
Mark, is there any food you don't like? I don't make you eat it. I don't like eBay, so I don't have to like it. So there you go. You know, it's a matter of taste. If you want to go and be a business guy on eBay, live it up. But you're not getting my PayPal.
I will say, if you miss the old eBay.
Yeah, I do.
You just go to Facebook Marketplace.
And yeah. I have. That's yeah, and that's is. Pretty good. And closing with this, Mike, Airbnbs have been ruined. They've become destroyed by the long-term rental market.
Oh, Airbnb just hacked his internet.
Yeah, they did. He was talking bad about, about VRBO?
I don't have a comment on that.
Okay. All right.
But I agree. Airbnb is downhill.
If I don't have a VRBO, Rob, I'm not able to do this show. Okay, we have to take a break.
That's how much it meant to me.
That's how much it meant to me. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with beautiful video because Gorgeous. We like you. Ladies and gentlemen, summer fun means outside fun and outside cooking. We're going to grill till the cows come home and then grill the cows. Suddenly, it might have been my best Sam Elliott that I've
that
ever
was
done.
Very good, yeah.
But that's another story. Instead, let's tell the story of Omaha Steaks. Their famous steak burger sale is officially on. These aren't those sad, dry discs from the cafeteria at your Aunt Myra's assisted living facility.
Those are the worst.
These things are big, thick, juicy steakhouse quality behemoths made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, and sirloin. This is burger royalty, the kind of burgers that make your grill proud to serve them. I'm trying to get my thing to work. Yes, that make your grill proud for just $99.99 you get 20. I wish you'd take that out. You get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 delicious reasons to blaze it up. They go straight from freezer to grill to your belly. Premium beef, pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you. They're fire.
Did you put "they are fire" in there because you like to say "they are fire"?
No, I just think it makes fun you feel hip. No, because they're grilling and it's fire. It's just fire. Sort of, it fits, yeah.
So get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
That's $35 off with promo code Mike. M-I-K-E.
Aren't you out in the pool right now with your therapist?
They got pictures. see the site for details. Rob, take it away with your beautiful video.
Oh, no, I hit the wrong button. That's the wrong thing, Mike. What I wanted was this.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
This is uncommon. We're going to start with a game. And this is a game for Josh, because I think it would be too easy for you, Mike. What I have are 4 classic commercial jingles. I will play you the setup, and Josh has to sing the next line. Does that make sense? For example, not a jingle, but... Okay, but you'll get them. They're going to be easy for you. But okay. You let Josh go first. For example, if I were to play someone singing "Mary Had a Little Lamb," I'd pause and Josh would say, "Its fleece was white as snow." That's all we need. Okay?
Right, sure.
Okay.
Ready.
Here is the
does
first.
Does he have to sing it or does he speak it?
Oh, I'm not going to be singing it.
I would love to hear him sing it, but he's not a big singer.
Okay.
Here is our first mystery jingle.
Best part of breaking up.
All right.
All right. It's Folgers in Your Cup.
Wow.
That was almost the same. I'll be singing.
Okay,
I'll be,
you'll
singing
be singing
my jingles.
All right, Mike, you get the next one then. And if right. you miss, Josh can answer, okay?
Okay.
Finish this classic jingle.
I am stuck on Band-Aid rent.
Because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
Because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
You got it. Yay. Charlie, you did good.
Thank you, Rob.
Josh, you're next, and if you want double the points, you have to sing, okay? Here we go. Here is mystery jingle number 3.
My baloney has a first date.
Now you're going to make me spell. No, it's M-E-Y-E-R.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did I spell Meyer right?
All right, play it again. Play
it again. I can't play it again, Mike.
Oh. You know I can't spell without writing.
It's O-S-C-A-R!
It's O-S-C-A-R.
It's a great name. And a great baloney.
Oscar Meyer.
Exactly. Shiny and new. Josh, this is for 400 points in the game.
Okay.
And if you don't get this...
By the way, I could do this for the entire bonus show.
How many more do you have, Rob?
This is the final. This is the final secret jingle for Josh.
All right.
Here we go.
I know it's Alka-Seltzer, but I don't know that ad.
Oh, Mike, what is the correct answer?
Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Mike, you win the game.
Thank you,
Rob.
Thank you.
You just found a new game for a bonus show.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Finish the jingle, finish the song.
Finish the
lyric, you know.
Yeah,
that's
we can do that. Yeah, we shall do that.
Oh, my God, I want to do that for a whole show. That's
all right.
That's
we will do
rad.
That next week. I promise you that for next week.
Very good.
You guys are, you have 12-year-olds in your life. I've had 12-year-olds in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This tape of this kid with a man on the street guy pisses me off because it makes me think of what it was like having 12-year-olds. Tell me if it's what life is like for you guys now. Let's do this.
School and early.
No idea.
Fettuccine macaroni tuna dip.
That's so 12. I didn't Isn't hear that. You chopped off the front of it, though.
No,
I don't know what it was.
No, no.
It doesn't matter. They're asking for a joke, right?
Yeah. They
and they're
said,
just making things
school,
up.
Why did school end early? And then he says, fettuccine spaghetti tuna dip. Well, let's run it again.
The school end early.
Why did school end early?
Fettuccine macaroni tuna dip.
What? Why does that piss you off, dude?
It's frustrating, dude.
It's so funny. It's so 12.
It's a 12-year-old.
Can I see it one more time? I'm sorry. I love it.
If that was in your life, you wouldn't get frustrated?
No.
Okay.
It's them being idiots. I'm around it all the time, and nothing makes me laugh more.
This is why.
Yeah, the video of my son the other night.
Same thing.
This is why my kids must hate me.
The school end early.
No idea.
Fettuccine macaroni tuna dip.
Now, to be fair, that's an 88 IQ.
Well, that's what you find outside
I
of
think
shirt
that's
world.
My real IQ because I love that. I really
okay,
do.
Mike, the name of this tape is Dad, I Don't Want to Go to the Lake.
Okay.
Because these are three kids on a boat, and one of them's already crying before things go wrong.
These are younger than 12, I take it. Oh, my God.
A fish.
Oh, my God.
Dad, I don't want to go to the lake.
Oh my God.
That could have taken that kid out.
Yeah.
A little lower.
Yeah.
One more time. I hate to keep making you play him again,
that's
but
fine.
Wow, they're chugging along and boom.
I don't want to go to the lake.
That is a serious fish.
It is, and a big jump.
And they don't appear to be fish. Is he fishing?
No, I think they're just motoring.
The motor.
Yeah. And I always love the sound of a screaming kid slowed down. And Mike, we'll have more beautiful video in the bonus, but let's close with this. Okay. I know you love him.
I got a suggestion about the bonus show.
Sure.
Why don't we let the people who are watching live now also come over and check out the bonus show, even if they're not members? Let them check out a free episode live today.
I'm all for it. Why not? Right. Absolutely.
I say no, but I'm outvoted.
No, we've got people here who've been hanging out the whole show. Why not hang out another hour with us after this?
I would love that.
Yeah. All right, very good.
I'm going to throw the link in the YouTube chat.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Mike,
fantastic.
Let's close with this. I know that you are a cunning mimic. You like people that are good at mimicry, but have you ever seen someone that uses 6-track recording technology to do an impression?
No.
This is a lady doing bagpipes.
Okay. That I don't think I can unhear that. I don't think I can unhear that.
Take that with
ever.
You in your pocket into the weekend, Mike.
Jeez,
that is
Louise,
your beautiful video.
That was six a little of painful.
Don't you think that one of that lady would be enough?
I don't. Who is the guy that used to do the multi-track vocals that was
Ben
a fan
Daniels,
of
Daniels or Ben where, McDaniels.
Is he, where's he gone? Is he, did we
he's,
piss him
still,
off or
no,
something?
No, I think
or
I
what?
Still see him on Facebook and stuff. He's done a lot of musical theater. He's a good singer.
Oh, man, I'd love him to do another thing like that. His work,
but not,
unlike
but
the, no, not,
not
the bag
a bagpipe. No, no.
All right, so Josh, I reiterate what Mr. Soroka said. Stick around and join us for our next tape hour. We're going to take about a 5-minute break, and then we are going to begin our taping of our hour bonus show, and that'll happen following this program. And please join us. Love to have you along. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
Shut up!
I pooped myself one time.